Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, April 24th, 2017. I am Jason Powell. On the site today, full results of the Impact Wrestling television tapings from over the weekend, plus Evolve 82 and 83 results. Tajiri has announced the end of his WWE run and potentially his career. Coming up after the break for non-members, we will look ahead to tonight's WWE Raw and Sunday's WWE Payback pay-per-view. WWE Raw is in Kansas City, Missouri tonight at Sprint Center Arena. This is the go-home show for Sunday's WWE Payback event. You can join me for live coverage of Raw as the show airs on USA Network, 7 Central, 8 Eastern Time, and of course on Sunday for the WWE Payback event, beginning with the kickoff show at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. The only advertised match for Raw as I record this is Braun Strowman facing Kalisto in a dumpster match, and I actually like this a lot. Fans have reacted favorably to Braun Strowman's recent acts of destruction, for lack of a better term. And this obviously teases more of the same. And they're not giving away anything that should be saved for pay-per-view, considering he's facing Kalisto rather than a main event talent. Roman Reigns is advertised for the show locally still. He was pulled from the weekend house show events due to the death of his brother. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see him get involved in this. We'll talk a little bit more about that as I look ahead to tonight's show a little bit later on in this update. We are up to 7 matches now advertised for WWE Payback so far, and I assume they'll be adding more tonight. We should be getting kickoff show matches at some point this week. The matches advertised right now are Randy Orton against Bray Wyatt in the House of Horrors match for the WWE Championship, Kevin Owens against Chris Jericho for the U.S. Championship, the Hardys will face Sheamus and Cesaro for the Raw Tag Titles, Neville will face Austin Aries for the Cruiserweight Championship, of course Reigns and Strowman, Kevin Owens against Jericho for the U.S. Championship, and Bayley against Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. And I've mentioned, when the schedule came out, it did kind of feel like, wow, that show feels a little too close to WrestleMania. Everybody's got a kind of a different internal clock, if you will, for this sort of thing, because I hear from readers who wish, I know there's people out there who wish there was a pay-per-view every damn weekend from WWE, and then there's others, I don't hear from too many of these, but there are certainly still some people out there who wish that they could go back to quarterly shows, go way back to the old days, and that's obviously not going to happen, but the timing for me actually feels about right. I didn't think it would, but it does, even though it's, 2 pay-per-views in the same month, barely by a day. It's the last day of the month they're having it. I'm looking forward to Orton and Wyatt basically being over. Not that they, they can't go out there and have a good match, but what I'm hoping is that we just, Bray Wyatt basically moves on from the hocus pocus silliness. I don't know how realistic that is now that he's on Raw. Obviously, a feud with Finn Balor would seem to await. I am truly looking forward to Joe and Rollins, along with the U.S. Championship match. I think those should be very good. The tag title match is intriguing, and both, I would say, the cruiserweight and women's matches look entertaining on paper as well. So I think that as long as the Wyatt Norton match doesn't get too out there for people, I think overall, though, this is going to be a good show either way. .NET members are going to be listening to my Q&A show. As soon as I'm finished recording this, I will jump into recording the Q&A audio show. The members submitted a lot of questions for this week. Plus, my Raw audio review will be available to members later on tonight. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of the website, very simple process. Visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. Click into the sign-up area. 3 different pricing options available. $7.50 is our monthly rate, but you can save some money by signing up for either 6 months or our 12-month subscription offer. The annual membership offer brings that price down to an average of $5.50 a month, so you're saving $2 a month just by committing long-term. All the details, again, available on the main page of ProWrestling.net. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at ProWrestlingNet, or feel free to shoot me an email at dotnetjason@gmail.com. Just be sure to spell it out, dotnetjason@gmail.com. And thanks again to the member who pointed out that I could annoy everyone if I sang it that way, because Lord knows I like to annoy people. As for tonight's Raw, here are a few things that I'm going to be looking for on this go-home edition heading into Payback. Number one, how are the fans going to treat Roman Reigns? As I mentioned, he's advertised for the show after taking the weekend off due to the death of his brother, who played, of course, played Rosie in WWE. I would certainly hope, and I strongly suspect that fans are going to be classy about this. I mean, all it takes is one idiot, but I would think that whether people choose to cheer or boo the guy, I think it's going to kind of end there. But I do wonder if fans are going to be a little more respectful in terms of giving him some sort of an ovation. Now, my best guess on this is that Roman emerges from a dumpster and attacks Braun Strowman. So, I mean, that total shot in the dark there, but with the dumpster at ringside, they can play up the fact that, you know, if they want to tease that Roman isn't there, well, they can do that. So I don't know that you're going to get a long Roman Reigns promo or anything like that. If they do, though, I would hope that the fans are going to at least give the guy a nice round of applause. Fans are going to do what they want, and that's all good. But given the circumstances, I would think that, that the fans may be a little friendlier to Roman, if only for one night. Second, how do things heat up between Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Sheamus, and Cesaro? It's been very respectful thus far with Sheamus and Cesaro shaking hands, yet the Hardys looking apprehensive when it comes to those handshakes. Does that change tonight with Sheamus and Cesaro? Do they turn on the Hardys, essentially? Do they just kind of abandon the respect? Does something happen that create some major tension between these teams? Do they save it all for the match? Or do they just kind of play it straight? You know, I'm intrigued by this match for that reason. They really haven't done much with this program yet other than just kind of show these little apprehensive moments with the Hardys. And so little things like that can go a long way. I'm curious to see how they close this out in terms of the push for the match tonight on Raw. Third, do they announce Dean Ambrose and Miz for Payback? They are certainly building up a program between these two, so I guess the question is whether it's something they're going to announce tonight for Payback or whether it just plays on television. My guess is it ends up on pay-per-view, but nothing official there yet. Fourth, who will be the wrestler or the wrestlers brought over from SmackDown who actually benefit from the Superstar Shakeup? And I'm not just talking about Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, The Miz, or Alexa Bliss. I mean, those were the talents, the top-end talents, basically, that came over from the SmackDown side. What I'm talking about is one of the undercard wrestlers. Is there going to be a Jinder Mahal or even a Primo and Epico-like push for one of the undercard wrestlers that maybe we're not suspecting? Raw is pretty loaded at the top, so I don't know that you're going to get a Jinder type of a scenario. But I do hope we get some elevation for these guys. Now, it could be Kalisto. He's facing Strowman tonight, so it'll be interesting to see if he is positioned strongly or if he's essentially jobber fodder. You know, if he's just going to be a guy that is basically destroyed by Strowman, and this is all about Braun and not even a little bit about Kalisto. I mean, obviously, Strowman's going to get the bulk of the focus considering he's the guy working Roman Reigns on Sunday. But there are ways you can protect a Kalisto and have him show good heart while facing the big man. And so very curious to see how that plays out. One of the things I'll be looking for and discussing in tonight's audio review. Fifth, what in the hell is a House of Horrors match? WWE actually sent out a poll asking fans what they wanted to see in this match a while back. And so I kind of came away wondering if they know exactly at that point what the match would entail. I already said, like, this could be a great match if Matt Hardy were given the opportunity to book it, considering some of the things we saw him do in TNA. The odds of that happening in WWE are obviously slim and none. I guess I just hope this is positioned as more of a straight-up brawl. I don't need to see a bunch of hocus-pocus nonsense like we got at WrestleMania with the slideshow and some of the weird things we've seen. But the House of Horrors concept, I mean, without saying what it is, and seeing what they've done, I think we're in store for more hocus-pocus. But we'll see how it plays out, and if they offer us any details tonight. My guess is that's just kind of going to be they're looking at this as maybe that's kind of the appeal of this is, okay, what the hell is House of Horrors? Well, tune into the show on Sunday and find out for yourself. I don't know if they'll actually have Bray Wyatt lay it out step-by-step on tonight's show, if they're just going to kind of leave people guessing. Finally today, do you want to help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net? Don't say no. Take a moment. Subscribe to our podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes when I put the link out on Twitter via @ProWrestlingNet. Just take a quick moment and do the retweet thing. A big thanks to all of those who have already done one or more of those things. I really appreciate that. I will be back tomorrow in this slot discussing WWE Raw. Looking forward to WWE SmackDown. Until then, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.